This is Timothy Leary reminding you that just as you need slack, Bob needs your help. Send in those pledges and praise Bob.
Sound impossible?
I'd like to rub salt.
Yes, you rub it between the forefinger and the thumb.
All of us make mistakes.
Oh, well, you take the pinch of salt, you rub it between the forefinger and the thumb, walk little shins around a burning, decapitated child's head, and then jump into the grave and say, "Hop of my thumb, hop of my thumb, this is a problem I must overcome." Throw in a dead cat, or a live cat that's not feeling well. Then cover with the sod, and when the birds chirp on the third Saturday after Michaelmas, take a large dill pickle and insert it
shove
in
it
the
up
tumulus.
Your nose.
Insert it in the tumulus, the heap, the shambling mound over the grave. At this time, you will experience a divine regurgitation, somewhat like unto the immaculation of J.R. Dobbs, the slain and martyred epoch of the Church of the Subject.
I believe it's something God puts in us.
It's something somebody put in us.
Fusion may help. Hydrogen fusion.
Hydrogen fusion?
Well, hydrogen fusion. Join the Church of the Silver Genius.
Hydrogen fusion, hyper-confusion.
This material contains information affecting the national defense of the United States within the meaning of the espionage laws, Title 18, U.S.C., Section 7098 and 74. A transmission or revelation of which in any manner to an unauthorized person is inhibited and prohibited by law.
A beginning is a very delicate time.
Well, we're tuning in on you right now.
Well, let's hope the better clock is.
And there, we're centered on... Oh, okay, we're on lock. Oh, okay.
You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here.
We are controlling transmission.
No trouble. Just get set and get going. Amen. Recording. Everything's going fine. No trouble.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Marked by a
that's this switch here. Right here. Okay, I think we're ready to go.
Let's go.
Welcome, dear friends, to the Subgenius Hour of Slack!
Every time you say, see, hear, or think,
Bob,
that's your key phrase. It will trigger the entire message without your being aware of it.
We are controlling transmission.
This is Doug Smith, radio operator.
Ah, so nice out here in the little studio.
Oh, yes, dear friends. As you may have guessed, this is another rerun show. Technically, this is Hour of Slack number 1071. But in truth, it's a rerun of an old taped show, number 66. Which would make it from probably around November or December of 1986. 20 years ago, this particular show was marked by me. Headphones, sound effects, and then it says, end is amazing, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. I'll have to go through and clean up some of the Dallas station and Dallas address references on these old shows, but friends, we're doing reruns, partly because we're working really hard on a Subgenius History project that takes the form of an online course, which you can learn more about at maybelogic.com or maybelogic.org. Maybe logic is one word that sounds like those two words. Praise Bob. Anyway, let us go back in time now to the olden hour of Slack number 66.
Perfect concentration. No distractions. No anxiety. No fear.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about ducts. Do your ducts seem old-fashioned? Out of date? Central Services' new duct designs are now available in hundreds of different colors to suit your individual taste. Hurry now, while stocks last, to your nearest Central Services showroom. Designer colors to suit your demanding taste.
Rumor became reality.
Another satanic cult.
No. Yes, just another evil cult that was supposed to be a good one. This is how the war gets on the radio.
Well, I think a lot of subgeniuses originally believed they were doing something good by joining the church.
That wheel and chain setup makes the sound of moving artillery. Sounds like a real battle.
Well, it's nothing compared to what it takes to move this show.
Don't be alarmed.
It's a lot more work than saving souls, believe me.
That punch didn't connect. The sound was fake. Although Stang suffered a real blow from an infuriated Gibofran.
Oh, that was a great blow.
Yes, the mallet on a grapefruit gave the sound of that blow.
Ah.
Curiously refreshing.
And a lot of fun, too.
But here they come. The guard is forming to march the guilty offender away.
Yes, those who believed the wrong lies in the book of the subgenius, taken into the stadium near Dobbstown, and all the Malaysians pour into the little
wooden
seats. For
the clumsy child with the hard-to-fit shoe size, Camp Bigfoot, our 31st season. Boys and girls, 6 to 18, 10D to 15, E-E-E-E-E-E. Our patient understanding staff has had outstanding success with the clumsy, uncoordinated child. Our unique patented method starts your child from scratch, from crawling to early walking, to full walking, trotting, and running, until he is actually strutting, dancing, and doing gymnastics. Many of our graduates are now prominent in ballet and jazz tap. Write to George Treefeld, Camp Bigfoot, Peppermill, Oregon, 65201.
We like you and should ignore you, but instead, we...
Chinese subgenius.
Then you are listening to the Hour of Flat. Remember, Bob is the comrade of all people. He is China, just like in America. And people need to pack.
That's wonderful.
In Chinese, we call slack looting pack.
What's a matter?
It must be true slack, not the bad slack of the conspiracy.
Boy, will you look at that guy's slack.
Chris
Bob,
help me someday.
Help me, somebody. Thank you, Lily Jing.
Yes, my friends, we have the great Ivan Stang here tonight. Ivan Stang himself, the grand auditor and chief inquisitor of the subgenius faith, who has every subgenius's name on his special basement computer, and he's here tonight to make the hour and a half of slack seem like, well, like forever.
Ivan Stang, that Stang of Stangs, and jailer's fangs. When the exists are upon us, when its day finally is on us, the peaks will broil, but not in sonnets. Nature and death will stand aside, the jaws of doom shall open wide, while Ivan Stang shall perch inside. Where promptlessness and meekness dwells, false prophets from their citadels, he topples down to nether hells. He judges pigs and guinea hogs, and renders into viscid logs those who profane the name of gods. He rules the vasts of genial host, even schismatics on the coast flinch from his name as from a ghost. Where can we go? Where can we hide? No place in all this world so wide shall escape the dire subgenial tide. The jailer's howl, the sterno's plea, Bohemus rises from the sea. No hiding place for you and me. What future does our doom procure us? Can the earth indeed endure us? Let the damned fool God's head lure us.
Yes, dear friend, so good to be here.
Say it, Ivan, say it.
In this hideous, hideous place. Bob lives, friends. Bob lives. Don't let him tell you otherwise. He ain't dead.
Oh, what is this anyway?
I should know. I'm the guy that has to read sooner or later all the mail that comes to that P.O. box that you probably thought was just made up.
The opinions expressed by Ivan Stang do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the staff and management of this radio station. The other staff, the relations and spouses of the staff and management, or the staff of this staff and the staff.
That's really true, Hal, but he doesn't know that
it's
all
Bob
over the place.
Body dragged out of the Victoria Theater with these eyes. These deadlights looked on Bob and the light was dripping from them forever.
There's Saint of Sale corpses dotting the landscape all the way from Little Rock to Berkeley here. I don't know what the big deal is. I mean, that just because there's a Dobbs corpse there doesn't necessarily... I mean, can Bob really die?
We'd have a swimming pool and a dishwasher.
Oh.
it blows, it stacks. When it blows, it stacks. When it blows, it stacks. He ain't nowhere to be found. When a wolf claws, well, we're down. Little box out. Now he's all around. Hot all the women in town. Hot all the women in town. When it blows, when it blows,
in the Win a Date with Cleve Duncan contest. I mean, I'm not even going to go into... If you don't know who Cleve Duncan is, then you probably don't deserve the date. But if you do, go ahead and try. Go ahead and try. It's important. It'd be very important. Oh!
Got the balls in the show. You and I, baby. hopping to the barber shop with more slack. I gotta have my slack. Give it to me. Yeah, praise Bob. Hey. Boy, I mean, slack is better than red beans and rice.
Thank you, Tevis. That was a beautiful rendition of a classic, classic childhood song. And there'll be more from the tiniest subgenius prophet coming up. But friends, you know, we've been griping about those who didn't pay their pledge. But we haven't really thanked those who had. And, well, the Will of Dobbs and I got to looking at this board in here. This poster that they've put up that keeps track of who, what shows are ahead and what shows are behind on the pledge drive. And, friends, I could scarcely believe it, but the Hour of Slack is number 5 among all KNON shows as far as paid pledges go. And the other, the 4 shows out of 81 shows, I think, or, yeah, 81 shows. Out of 81 shows, the 4 shows that made more money during that pledge drive than the Hour of Slack are all on for like 10 hours a day. They're on every day. We did better than Pajama Party, better than anybody. Now, the gospel shows, they got as much pledges as the Subgenius show, but strangely only 8% paid. Wonder what that means. Well, anyway, 50% of you Subgeniuses have paid, I think. By now, probably 50%. And those who haven't, if you haven't gotten the calls already, you will. You'll get that call, and it's all being recorded, not only on magnetic media here in this century, but on the Akashic Records, the records of all things that have ever occurred, even inside your brain. That's all recorded, and we have access to those through our guru, J.R. Bob Dobbs. And friends, we're going to continue with the show. I hope you're in headphones. This is a real headphone show.
Yeah, how do we know you're not the anti-Bob?
Okay,
guys.
What in the name of tell we don't see
screaming Jesus is the world coming to?
Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. Yes, you can find out. You can be deprogrammed. You can find out the truth. They beat me every day.
I know you're a dumbass.
You don't have to force you to sleep on board.
Bring the upper lip down below the upper teeth. Be sure to keep it down until the fingers are in position. At each corner of the mouth, insert a thumb under the upper lip. Now slide the thumbs along the inside of the upper lip until they are positioned just below and to the side of each nostril.
The results are thrilling. Everywhere these messages are heard, souls are being saved and sick bodies are being healed.
God, don't send them your money. They've got me locked up in there. Ah!
Yes, I too refuse to send money to the Church of the Subgenius. And I too fell under the power of Miggy.
Stop right there. Sorry for jumping in, doctors. Go on.
Don't leave me here.
You got to leave. They make me say things. Don't leave me here. They torture me. They make me say things.
Don't leave me here. They torture me.
Don't leave me here.
They make me say.
Don't leave me
here. They make me say things.
Don't leave me
here.
I understand.
Saying
this. Don't let them kill me. Torture me.
I understand.
They torture me.
I don't want to be saying this.
Kill me.
In the subgenius.
I hate this place.
Parrot and parakeet. Training.
And they torture me. I hate this place.
Subgenius. Parrot and parakeet.
I hate this
training
place.
Training tank.
Go ahead. I hate this place.
This has been the subgenius.
Parrot and parakeet.
Training.
I found my language, but... sons of God and man bear witness, even in the belly of the Thunderbird, I've been casting out the false prophets. I'm busting, I got and blow my O-ring.
Ministry of Information, Deputy Minister Eugene Hellman.
Good evening, David.
What do you believe is behind this recent increase in terrorist bombings?
Bad sportsmanship. A ruthless minority of people seems to have forgotten certain good old-fashioned virtue. They just can't stand seeing the other fellow win. If these people had just play the game, they'd get a lot more out of life.
Nevertheless, Mr. Hellman, there are those who maintain that the Ministry of Information has become too large and unwieldy.
David, in a free society, information is the name of the game. You can't win the game if you're a man short.
And the cost of it all, Deputy Minister, 7% of the gross national product.
I understand this concern on behalf of the taxpayer. People want value for money. And that's why we always insist on the principle of information retrieval charging. It's absolutely right and fair that those found guilty should pay for their periods of detention and for the information retrieval procedures used in their interrogation.
Do you believe that the government is winning the battle against terrorists?
Oh, yes. Our morale is much higher than theirs. We're fielding all their strokes, running a lot of them out, and pretty consistently knocking them for six. I'd say they're nearly out of the game. Why should law-abiding citizens have to subsidize criminals?
But Mr. Hellman, the bombing campaign is now in its 13th year.
Beginner's luck.
Thank you very much, Deputy Minister.
Thank you, David. And a very Merry Christmas to you all.
Know then that it is the year 10,191.
There have always been bombs. There has never been a world without a Bob. There's never been a Bob without a Dick, his corresponding evil twin brother, Dick Dobbs.
mental mutations.
The demons you may see during the initial hallucinations
get him away from
not
me. Get
real.
Him away from me.
If you do not panic, this phase will end after a few minutes. So always resurface from the hypnosis slowly, dear friend.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I want to. That's not right, Gary. That should be on. Okay. That's good.
Well, yes, I was going to make serious funny noises because we all know that Bob is the man that makes all the ladies go. He's the man that makes all the men go.
Well, let's take a little rest.
It ain't an om-chanting laid-back universe, dear friends. It's
take a little rest and dread
universe. An action-packed universe.
That was it.
Yes. A boring and sleepy universe.
A pullulating and putrescent biologically active universe.
Coming from the holes between their shoelaces. Just as well.
Enormous bioplasm that stretches throughout infinity.
Oh, did you get some of that too?
Yes, it was delicious.
Then he forced me to eat this big, ugly piece of meat.
He was a little short, chubby guy, and that's where Bob got the idea. They say he came in with checkered pants on, but I just don't remember. He was allowed to eat all he wanted.
Anything he wanted. Bob's big boy was a real person.
That's true.
The myth
there was
been based on
a real Bob. And this parable goes to show that there is indeed always a real Bob.
There has to be a Bob, dear friend.
Even the things which you cannot possibly believe in, Bob's big boy indeed, turn out to be an actual historic person. And as it is with Bob's big boy, surely it is with the far more impressive and major deity we know as the avatar of all slack.
That's how we know him.
That's
others,
how, yeah,
others call him pimp, baby, whoremonger. Others call him a demon.
Or your mama.
Indeed.
And the children of Bob are everywhere. Bob lives on in his millions and millions, literally millions of illegitimate children. All of them pressing lawsuits against me personally.
Well, Doctor, I'm sure you're used to it by now.
Well, when I took on the job as sacred scribe at I had no idea what I was going to be getting into. We had 500 employees in 1980. Now it's just me and someone else.
Well, that's just the Reaganesque spirit that's been
enjoyed
togetherness
in
for its own sake.
And,
yes.
And yet they say that Bob doesn't even exist. There are some who say that there is no Bob. If there's no Bob, then where did all of those dead bodies come from? What about all those ads in the 50s that he posted?
It says right here, the body store. Dead Bobs for any occasion.
Oh, put that away.
No Bob
not
too
impressing
small,
anyone.
No Bob too big.
No, really, guys,
you've
all kidding aside, the official Father Church, the Subgenius Foundation, which we don't expect any of you except the stinking Bobbies to cling to. Nevertheless, we have the only true word of Bob, the original apostles. And
he
as
lies.
Far as I'm
only
concerned,
we have the
this
true
whole
word of
thing
Bob.
About Bob being dead is a ruse. Bob staged that whole thing himself.
It was fashionable in the 60s.
It's the same frontwards and back, friends. And there's a reason there's an O in the middle. A hole in the middle between those two B's. It's symbolic, friends. You can look through that, the center of that O in Bob's name and see the future and the past.
But
the spice must flow.
A woman, age 93, was killed on a merry-go-round when she and her wheelchair were thrown from the thing in Sherman's amusement park.
Riding on a baby in the corner, just in time to see the naked lady.
Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a turtle. Came the corner just in time to see the lady hurdle. Yankee Doodle went to town with a bag of peaches. He rode some cross to come and back. He smashed them all to pieces. Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony. Riding on a rocket, bumped into the Alamo and peed on Davy Crockett.
You have reached the correct number. However, your call has already been analyzed and rejected. This matter is out of our hands. As soon as we are able to transcend the time problems inherent in life on Earth and gain control of the situation, we will return you to your previously scheduled conversation. If this had been an actual phone call, you would have been instructed to leave your name, number, time, and message when you hear the tone. Thank you.
Reverend Stang, praise Bob. This is Robert Anton Wilson, and about my appearance for the Church of the Subgenius, Jeff Rosenbaum, who arranges the tours, will be calling you about that because he's the one who has all the flight plans and the airline tickets in his control, so he'll be the one who arranges the date with you when I'll be there, and I better shut up because I'm running out of time. Praise Bob!
Praise Bob.
Okay,
well, yeah, that's right. That was Robert Anton Wilson. About 10 of you listeners probably know who he is. We have the chance of setting up a lecture and or show or whatever with Robert Anton Wilson. He's going to be coming through Texas to do shows, at least in Austin, at the Book People's Bookstore. I know about that one. But we could set one up here in Dallas, but we need like about $450 or $500 front money, see, to get him in. And that's just the cost of the show, basically. So we'd also need a place to do it. And if anybody is wild and crazy about Robert Anton Wilson and wants to get real involved in bringing him to Dallas, then let us know. For those of you who don't know, he's the author of Illuminatus and Schrodinger's Cat and several other cosmic science fiction books that, well, you just have to check them out. And you can hear about it. But write us here at the station, or write to Bob, or call us right now. You can speak to the will of Dobbs. So we're going to continue here. Oh, I hear negative land.
We'd have a swimming pool.
Well, as you can hear, Dr. Hal Robbins and Gary Gabrofran are guests in the studio. Them and several movie soundtracks. That's what we're doing, is movie soundtracks. You're hearing the soundtrack of Brazil in stereo. That's why I insist on the headphones. Brazil, Big Trouble in Little China, and Dune are our favorite sound effects horrors for tonight. So, good.
Doug, this is Steve. I'm going to be in town on...
What are you talking about, man?
But hurry! But hurry! But hurry! But hurry!
I'm in a snack and give me a call.
Oh, too bad we missed you. This is Mike and Pam in Chicago. We didn't know if you had caught Pee-wee's Playhouse this morning, but Bob was prominently displayed on the bulletin board. If you didn't get it, let me know and I'll send you off a copy. Have a good one. Bye.
How long have you been in the U.S. of A?
3 months.
Where from?
Hong Kong.
What happens? You stay here a while, old girls leave, new girls come in, or...
Maybe. Take your tie off, please.
Yeah, listen, I know what you mean. My wife gave it to me for Christmas.
Thank you.
explosions, people flying in and out. That was not real. I want to talk to the cops. I want my truck back. Now, where the hell am I?
J.R. Bob Dobbs. So you've been doing this show for almost 5 years now, disrespectfully making fun of your high epop, the man who brought you slack.
I ain't afraid of you, Bob.
Died for your sins nobody knows how many times.
The only thing that ever brought me slack was leaving Paul in St. Louis.
I'm not scared, Bob.
I shared this message with you.
That was the only slack I ever got out of this damn church, and it cost me $3,000 to have him shipped back.
Well, most people don't fear Bob. Don't fear him a bit. Oh, they think Bob's always going to be their buddy. And then as soon as they think Bob's dead, they turn around. They think he ain't looking anymore. They turn around and go to the Pinks. Go into the Pinks, every one of them. Oh, friends, he's just testing you. He's been testing you for 2 years. He knows if you've been bad or good. Oh, yeah.
But more people are frightened of Gary than frightened of
anybody
Bob.
Want to go to an
Why does this
park?
Situation persist? Well, it's because of the general loss of faith to companies that modern people and feeling that one can no longer support the credulity, superstition, and fanaticism of an earlier time when one might well have believed in the smiling, pipe-smoking, benevolent figure known
not
from
now,
the Book of the Subjects.
That's right.
That was really beautiful.
Very touching.
That was just beautiful.
In the movie.
Could you repeat that?
Everybody, welcome.
Give me wide berth when I drop my drills. Mother Nature swoots.
A 6 million-year cycle will end in 1998. Dobbs sees the world entering a new aeon, which, in a few years, will bring more wondrous and miraculous change and carnage, insanity, and destruction than all of mankind's history and prehistory before it. Bob brings a new destiny for America, a time of cataclysmic economic change that will offer untold riches and power to those in the know. millions of deserving conspiracy dupes fried in hell on Earth. Uncontrolled thinking, controlled by Bob, will usher in a spiritual rebirth and a cascade of astounding mysteries, supernatural riches, and a restoration of lost psychic abilities. Transform the lives of those who dare to seek them and pay for them. That's right. You're lucky to live in the end of time.
Here's my money, Bob.
Wise up. They're out to get you.
Moving podium. Prods. And having once prodded, moves on. I'm not moving. You know, the subgenius is not just below a genius, whatever that may be. The subgenius does not pretend to super knowledge, but to sub knowledge. Knowledge of the under things, the underwear lurking beneath the clothing of existence. The foundation garment, if you will, underlying reality. You see, the subgenius is a strange beast indeed.
Give me a can of sound effects while you're at it, would you?
Oh, yeah, and some show stretcher.
Button eyes. And listen to him.
I need some show stretcher back. Yes,
how about something?
Little did many of you know,
who wants peanuts?
This isn't the only subgenius show. In fact, there's the six weekly subgenius shows now in New York, Beijing, New Jersey, Richmond, Virginia, St. Louis. Dallas.
Come on, hurry now. We and have to catch the last bus home.
I gave the anti-virgin a hot protein tonsil wash. I'm a bacteriological weapon. I'm armed and I'm loaded. I'm a fission reactor. I've fought plutonium. Power plants are fueled by the sweat from my brow. When they plug me in, the lights go out in Hong Kong. I weigh 666 pounds and zero gravity. Come in, get me.
Soon they'll begin to fold space. Far off in the control rooms of Spice Gas, traveling without moving.
Ivan Stang, 15, shows scars after being attacked by an alligator near West Palm Beach, Florida, Monday. Ivan and a friend were swimming in a lake when suddenly he was grabbed by the head and pulled underwater by a giant sharp-toothed saurian. I couldn't see anything but teeth and didn't know what had hold of me until the gator let loose and swam away, said Ivan, who suffered wounds requiring 41 stitches.
This is supposed to be a religious show.
Now, what is the interpretation of this parable, my friends? The alligator is the worldly mob, the rabble, who always seek to devour and assimilate the holy men of this Church of the Subgenius. The lone swimmer, buoyed up by the fluid element, represents, upon the other hand, the striving outward force of the Church of the Subgenius, which requires 41 stitches, the same number as the number of bullet holes in Bob's bullet-riddled body.
Praise Bob.
What are we going to do?
Wouldn't you like revenge on these mediocrities?
Well, I wouldn't go
these
that far.
These pink boys, these box-dwelling Barbies and Kens, these normals who have made normality the norm?
Well, no, I wouldn't like revenge on those people.
I'd like revenge on you, Ivan, because you've taken one too many $20 check from me.
I never want my slack. Let's see your subgenius membership card,
Now, let's not get...
I mean, say the end times came a little bit soon, Gary. Do you think you'd make it on the escape saucers of the sex goddesses without your little subgenius membership card?
I'd sure try.
Yes, this is a great example you're setting for the people out
that
here.
Old I've got my pressure. Bob America card here. It says that I'm paid up to 1990...
You see, Gary is the Rasputin of the Church of the Subgenius, often sought for, but rarely encountered.
And it is this self-same yearning for slack which separates us from them at the hip. The human may live out his entire life in a grinding cycle of slacklessness, yet he never feels cheated. He thinks it's natural.
He thinks it's fine. Who? Big deal. Who cares? Well, dear friends, this is Reverend Ivan Sang. And we've been getting some calls tonight from people who apparently never heard of the Church of the Subgenius before, don't know anything about it, don't know that there's acres and acres of reading material available, which is up at least to the level of the incredible mixing you're hearing on this show. And you can write for information. That's all we can tell you on this station, for very good reason, because you need to send your money to the station. But you can send your letters of your questions. Send your questions to Bob. That's J.R. Bob Dobbs. And friends, that address is coming up as you stay tuned for Ron Lindsay's Soul Oldies. Have that pencil ready by now? Well, you need to write to Bob at P.O. Box
181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. www.subgenius.com.
So, friends, your hour of slack is coming to an end, but be ready for more slack dripping and leaking all over you. Oh, yeah.
They're nothing but half-witted cattle racing each other to be first to the slaughterhouse and stampeding you along with them.
But what do you care? Oh, you've got slack.
Slack. Yeah.
Anybody want to go down the slide?
That's them all. Oh, get along, little bobbies. Go head on down to Dobbstown now. Get on in that Dobbstown corral, you little bobbies. There's a nice fat one. Yes, you'll be a good trading commodity come the bargaining session with the exes. First up, I noticed y'all don't talk about religion much. I guess it's real hip out here in California. It's a more humanistic.
And that brings its own
No, we believe in just letting the holy benediction of Bob flow out like pus from the pustule.
Don't understand the true power of the show. It's very fashionable to say Bob is a good man. Oh, he was a prophet, but the son of Jehovah One. No, well, I don't go for that. Superstitions,
certainly.
Very fashionable.
But silently, by slow degrees, my spirit died to Bob. In humble trust, I live in reverential resignation. No wish to strive, no thought expressed, only a sense of suffocation.
With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come, getting down on the one which we believe in.
Friends, if you're interested in more history of the Church of the Subgenius, there will be an online course taught in that. That's why we're doing these rerun-type shows. And if you want information about that, you can check out maybelogic.org or even maybelogic.com. It's Maybe Logic Academy that is doing this. For information on the Church of the Subgenius, please look into subgenius.com. Speaking of ancient fossilized subgenius tapes, I'm going to close with some cuts from Media Barrage number 4, which predates Hour of Slack. This was put together in late 1980.
and it'll be okay because
you remember where, I told
remember
you
where Bob is?
That Joe
Bob is at P.O. Box 140306. Bob can help you. That's right. Thanks, Bob. Thank you for bringing that joy and sunshine and blood into my veins and bringing those pills into my briefcase where I can get them out and take them whenever I want. Yeah, pumping through me. And I like the pills that Bob sends because Bob sends us pills that make my heart wise. I have wise blood and fat.
It's just one of the wonderful things.
I love to feel the blood that Bob makes me pump through my brain because the drugs and oh, Bob, I like it.
What if somebody isn't really good with throat noises? Will you still take their money?
We do not require proof of subgeniusness at all. We often find that we're able to, once they join up, we're able to get them off to one of our subgenius retreats, change their diet, start feeding them propaganda, repeating the same thing over and over again until they forget who they are and start responding only to our dogma.
But it's all real. It's really real. It was really, really real at the time we were there.
The communications are wide. Open. We can hear everything coming down that pike, coming our way. And we like to be on the radio and talk to all the boys and girls that are all out there and with letters and keep them cards and letters coming, girls, and send pictures of yourselves, if you know what I mean, because we need more girls in the church and bring your rich fathers and we'll convince them that we're not really that weird and we can get some money and really make him a lot more money because we're modern mystical business.
Marvelous. The smell of success is never too sweet.
We can help you out.
Yeah, I think we're being sold a bill, big bill of goods.
You can fly to Malaysia and Dobstown, and you can fly to the special mountaintops where Bob learns from great holy men that have helped him along when he was younger, and now he's teaching them, and you can be with Bob and be listening to the teachings that come through, and I tell you, friends, if you can just pull out that wallet, pull it out of your pocket, pull it out of your purse, pull it out of wherever you got it.
Pull it on out.
You can put one hand on the radio and with the other one you pull out that dollar bill, and I tell you, if you don't feel that power coursing from that dollar bill to that radio or that tape recorder or that whatever you may have. I mean, some people tell me they hear the voices and they don't have no machine running at all.
Experiment people can do if they're listening on the radio or on their tape machine is they can take that dollar bill out of their pocket and hold it by one end above the machine that they're listening on, whether it be the radio or the tape recorder. Hold it there on one end with two hands, right? One grasp on each corner, and hold it above the machine, and you'll notice that it bends down and points towards
the radio. It will point down towards it, down toward the center of that machine, right where the real power is meeting the wires, and it's all coming together. It's coming out of the reality of the physical world. Hallelujah. And turning into the spirit world. And there's a bridge there, and Bob can help you make that bridge to where the physical world don't no longer mean nothing to you, and that dollar bill won't mean nothing to you. And friend, I'm telling you that in 5 years, that dollar bill ain't going to mean nothing in the spirit world, the physical world, or the mental world to anybody.
It doesn't mean anything now.
It means
very little.
It can mean a bottle of beer for some lost individual. It can mean a cigarette or two. It can mean enough gas to get you back home from the gas station. Sure. But I tell you what, when that tribulation money starts coming down, you're going to find out that those little green pieces of paper made by the clones in Washington, the people that aren't people, they're making that stuff, and it ain't going to be worth nothing. You can't sleep on it. You can't burn fires with it. You can't stay warm with that. You have to have too much of it. But I tell you what you don't need too much of, and that's the word of Bob.